You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Check this out. We are officially 1 week away from the start of the California Classic inside the Golden One Center. And in even less time, just 6 days, free agency opens. Let's have some fun here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all off season long. We had all the coverage of the draft for you, and now we transition into free agency time and summer league play. So there's going to be a lot to talk about, a lot to focus on. Free agency is, like we've been saying, really since the start of this off season for the Kings, which was all the way back in April. That free agency was where this summer was going to carry the most weight for the Kings, something that we haven't been able to say for quite some time with this organization. They're looking to break the status quo in the NBA of Sacramento not really being a free agency destination, but we expect the Kings to be prime time players during this summer period. They have money to spend. They have a young core to attract. There is a lot to like if you are potentially a veteran free agent looking to join in with a young team and help take them to the next level and hopefully break the playoff drought in the Western Conference for the Kings and make it back to the postseason for the first time in over 13 years. This summer has a lot on the line and everything is tied to it. It seems whatever happens over this next month, really these next 3 weeks, we're going to look back during next season and say, okay, that's where it changed or that's where it fell apart. So there is a lot to focus on and a lot to talk about here on the Locked On Kings podcast today and over the next few weeks. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter, and I've been hearing a lot of news, a lot of rumors. Most of the stuff I've shared on my social media platforms, really on Twitter, at Matt George KHDK is where you can find me. And if you do follow me on Twitter and are active on Twitter, everything that I'm going to be sharing with you and really what we're going to be talking about here in just a second isn't going to surprise you by any means, because I've already tweeted it out and been very vocal about it there. But in case you are not on Twitter and you are just listening to this podcast and that's how you get your Kings news, at least from me specifically, I'll share that for you in just a second. It has to do with the Kings trying to make a trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder to acquire Steven Adams. I've heard some rumors about that and the Kings trying to make an offer and everything, the fallout from that, and eventually what took place to where a deal hasn't been done, at least to this point. So I'm going to be talking about that in just a second. And then, of course, the big news over the weekend that Willie Cauley-Stein's agent spoke with Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee and said that Willie Cauley-Stein wants out of Sacramento. So we're going to be discussing that, of course, in detail as well for you. It's going to be a great week here on the Locked On Kings podcast. I have an excellent guest for you on Wednesday that you're going to want to be here for and listen to. A lot of free agency coverage to come as well, and I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. But let's get to these rumors. I won't tease you very long. So the Sacramento Kings, we knew this on draft night, were interested in moving up in the draft, trying to find a way to move into the early 20s of the first round. We have no idea who they were targeting specifically. I've been probing for that kind of information. I never got anything. So we will honestly most likely never know who the Kings were interested in grabbing in that early 20s range. But we do know that the Kings were not able to get a deal done. Now, we heard rumors that the Kings were trying to potentially make a move with the Boston Celtics. I probed about that. Didn't get really much information about that specifically, although it's safe to assume that that deal pretty much fell apart when the Phoenix Suns and the Boston Celtics ended up making a trade earlier on in the night. So we knew that most likely the Celtics were not going to be a trade partner for the Kings, but we did hear a lot of rumors about the Kings and the Oklahoma City Thunder being in conversation. And I've heard from a couple of sources now that the Kings reached out as expected. They asked and inquired not just about Steven Adams, but about that, I believe it was the 23rd pick, if I'm not mistaken, either 22 or 23, around that range. And they asked what Oklahoma City's price tag or asking price would be for a package like that. And Now, while the 20 whatever pick it was is important, Steven Adams would have been the main piece for the Kings to acquire, which would definitely have filled that center gap. Steven Adams is only 25 years old, if you can believe that. He is certainly a serviceable center and someone that doesn't necessarily fit perfectly into the Kings' style of play, which is that fast-paced, up-and-down style that they run. But a good, solid center, great rebounder, rim protector, he would have fit very well with what the Kings need here in Sacramento. So we knew that there was definitely interest there. Well, from what I've heard, from my sources, the people that I have talked to, the asking price for Oklahoma City or by Oklahoma City for Steven Adams and the pick was just too high for the Kings. Now, we can have a debate here and feel free to weigh in on if you think this asking price is too high or not. I've seen Kings fans say, man, the Kings should have made that deal or should have pulled the trigger. And I've seen others say, I'm glad the Kings didn't make that move. Essentially, Oklahoma City Thunder wanted a package featuring some kind of serviceable good piece. Now, from this point on, from right here on, this is all speculation on my part. I have not gotten any direct information from this point on. I do know that the Kings contacted Oklahoma City and the Thunder's asking price was too high. Now, from this point on, we just speculate on what that asking price would be. What makes the most sense based off the conversations that I've had, the rumors that we've heard, and just the situation with the Kings. We can eliminate some names, right? We know the Kings aren't sending any of their core, of their main core. So Fox, Hield, Bagley, and Giles, those four players we know for sure, for a fact, were not involved in these trade conversations. So out of those four, or with those four dismissed, who's the next most valuable piece? It's Bogdan Bogdanović. And we know, I know from talking with people inside the Kings organization, just from how this organization has run over the last two seasons, Bogdan Bogdanović is an extremely important piece to this Kings team in their eyes. He is an essential piece. They would almost put him in that core with those four names that I just listed to make it five names. Bogdan Bogdanović by this Kings organization is considered to be a potential like sixth man of the year candidate, someone who is essential towards that second unit and being successful, and they view him as a piece that is going to be a cog in the wheel that eventually gets the Kings to the playoffs and hopefully has them winning a championship one day. That's how the Kings view Bogdan Bogdanović. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if Oklahoma City said, hey, we want Bogey as the centerpiece of the package that we're getting back, throw in some second-round picks, maybe another player or two, who knows? I'm not going to go that far into speculation, but I'm very confident and comfortable in guessing that Bogdan Bogdanović was the piece that the Oklahoma City Thunder wanted but did not get. The Kings were not willing to move on from him, and it makes sense based off their position. Now, if they didn't have money to spend in free agency but they desperately needed a center, they're probably more willing to consider moving on from Bogey. But you have to understand that trading away Bogey and getting Steven Adams would be still a good trade, in my opinion. However, there are still other center targets in free agency that the Kings have money to be able to afford that they've already been considering and targeting since April or even before that. So the Kings are confident that they can sign with their money, available money, they can sign a center and keep Bogey rather than trade Bogey for a center. So, of course, they're going to go with option B over option A there, and I don't blame them one bit. I actually, if that is the case, I commend the Kings for sticking to it and sticking with Bogey. I think he had a down year last year, to say the least. I'm expecting a bounce-back season from him this year, and that down year, unfortunately, it led us to forget just how great he was his rookie season here in Sacramento, and I hope he is able to get back to that. But that is the information that I had heard. The Kings have been in talks with the Oklahoma City Thunder about a trade involving Steven Adams, and it fell through because Oklahoma City's asking price was too high. My speculation on that matter is that they wanted Bogdan Bogdanović, and the Kings were not willing to move on from him. Let me know what you think about that. Would you have been okay with the Kings trading Bogey to get a piece like Steven Adams? And we can assume the rest of the package from the Kings would have involved some minor names and some second-round draft picks or something like that. But definitely let me know what you think on that entire situation. You can reach me on Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK. You can also email me at any time, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. When you are driving to work or from work or around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Kings, and we will be right there for you for the entire drive. And it plays the most immediate episode, and then it'll start cycling through and play the next oldest and next oldest and stuff like that. So if you're going on a long drive, you need to catch up on your Kings fix, again, just tell your smart device, play podcast Locked On Kings. It starts playing right there for you, and you get to listen to me on your drive. Why wouldn't you want to, right? Willie Cauley-Stein has been a polarizing figure in Sacramento, to say the absolute least, over the last 12 months or so, and it really all began at Media Day last year when Willie said and was very open with reporters and with the Kings that his goal was to get a major payday this summer from the Kings or from another team and prove that he is worth that kind of money as a athletic and modern-day NBA center. The issues with Willie Cauley-Stein throughout his entire career have been consistency. Now let's talk about the pros and the cons of Willie Cauley-Stein really quick. The pros, he fits the Kings style almost perfectly. I don't know if there are too many better rim-running centers in the NBA, and we saw that. Willie Cauley-Stein, when he gets into a full sprint, can get up the floor faster than I believe any center in the NBA. He fits very well alongside De'Aaron Fox. He fits very well alongside Buddy Hield, and even to an extent, Marvin Bagley, when Marvin Bagley started to open up that outside shot and that outside part of his game. However, also, I want to add this to as a pro as well. None of us expected Willie Cauley-Stein to have the offensive game and skill set that he has in the NBA today. None of us expected that. And let's just be honest about that. None of us expected Willie Cauley-Stein to be the scorer that he can be. He just isn't consistently. I think he really took it upon himself after the DeMarcus Cousins trade. In fact, I know he did because he was very vocal about it, that he wanted to fill those shoes, especially as a scorer and a leader. And that led to some drive for him to continue to develop that offensive game, and it paid dividends. But again, we go back to consistency. And also the fact that by Willie Cauley-Stein focusing so much on his offensive game, he kind of took a step back in the intangibles, the areas of extreme need that the Kings have that he was known for coming out of college in Kentucky, and that's rim protection and rebounding. Willie's rebounding numbers went up this year. They did. His numbers across the board went up. So did his playing time overall. So I don't think he had a bad season by any means. But once again, he was inconsistent. He'd have nights where he'd have 14 rebounds, and the next night he'd have 4. But the rim protection, I think, is really what turned fans on him. And the fact that far too often, his hands would be down instead of up when players would attack the rim or opponents would attack the rim and try and go right at him. And quite frankly, part of being a shot blocker and a rim protector is establishing and inspiring fear into opposing guards and wings who are trying to attack you and get to the rim. Willie Cauley-Stein, nobody's afraid of Willie Cauley-Stein when they attack the basket because most of the time they know that his arms are going to be down and they can get it over him. Now, when he does play with his arms up and is willing to leap around the rim, he can be a fantastic shot blocker. He has the athleticism. He has the wingspan. He has the reach. He has the timing. He just doesn't always have the motive and the drive to go after it and get it. Now, he said before in a couple of post-game interviews that one of the reasons for that is because he's hurt his hand and broken his hand on a rim many times in the past trying to block shots, and whether you accept that as an excuse or not, that's something that's there and very real, I'm sure, mentally for Willie. But if he's not willing to get through that and power through that and get back to that successful shot blocker part of his game, then he was never going to get the money that he wanted. Now, fans, I felt, were fair on Willie in a lot of areas, but also extremely unfair in others as well. They made Willie Cauley-Stein, and maybe I'm talking to you, maybe you did this, they made Willie Cauley-Stein their lightning rod of frustrations this season. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that fan favorite Harry Giles was playing behind him. And look, this is going to require some looking in the mirror and looking inside at yourself as fans here a little bit, but this is a pattern that continues to go on in Sacramento that concerns me. This is not the first time that the longest tenured king or the veteran king that has stood in the way of playing time by the young, exciting, upstart kid has been not necessarily run out of town by fans, but has had fans turn on them. It happened to Kevin Martin. It happened to Tyreek Evans. It happened to Peja Stojakovic. It's happened to a lot of players here, a lot of fan favorite players over the years. When the new young kid comes in, the veteran or old star or old piece gets pushed out. And Willie Cauley-Stein was a continuation of that pattern. Now, what concerns me is who's next. Will it be Bogdan Bogdanovic? I hope not. Will it be Buddy Hield? If Willie Cauley-Stein leaves and Kosta Koufos leaves in free agency, Buddy Hield will be the longest tenured king, which is crazy to think about, seeing as how the Kings acquired Buddy Hield in the DeMarcus Cousins trade a couple of years ago. That's nuts. That's wild. But that's a legitimate pattern. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. This whole conversation is branching out, and the reason why we're having it is because on Saturday afternoon, Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee, Sacramento beat writer, you've heard him a number of times here on the Locked On Kings podcast, he broke the story that Willie Cauley-Stein and Willie Cauley-Stein's agent want out of Sacramento. Now, it has nothing to do with not liking the city or anything like that, so don't take that headline and run with it in your own anti-Sacramento narrative way. It has a lot to do with, according to Willie's agent, money and consistency, which is interesting that they're bringing up consistency based off of all the consistency issues that Willie Cauley-Stein has had as a player. But let me read for you really the meat and the best quotes from this article, and you can go and check it out right now on the Sacramento Bee's website. You can also follow Jason Anderson on Twitter. I encourage you to do that. He provides great coverage of the Kings. This is what Roger Montgomery, who is a representative of Roc Nation Sports, the agency that Willie Cauley-Stein is a part of, said, quote, "I really think Willie needs a fresh start. Based on how things have gone for him in Sacramento, I think it's time for Willie to move on, and we'd really like him to move on." The quote continues, "We kind of hoped that things would change over the years and Willie would get a chance to expand his game, get a chance to get some consistency there in terms of roster turnover and the coaching turnover, and things have not been steady there. That being said, I'm hopeful they will not give Willie his qualifying offer so that Willie can be an unrestricted free agent." So there's a lot of layers to this. One, I mean, there's some truth here, right? The Kings have not been the most consistent in terms of personnel, players, coaches. Willie has seen the locker room change a lot over the last couple of years. Although, for the most part, based off my conversations with him and what he's said with the media, he's enjoyed it more than he's not liked it. I mean, he's happy with the group. He had a lot of praise for the way the Kings were playing and the group and the style of play for the Kings. I wonder how much the Dave Yeager firing had an effect on this. The turnover, I mean, his agent mentions there in that quote that the coaching turnover has played a part in this, and Willie had Dave Yeager's support. Dave Yeager was very vocally supportive of Willie Cauley-Stein and defended Willie Cauley-Stein more than almost everybody else. So I wonder how much Dave Yeager getting fired played into this entire thing. I do have an issue, though, bringing up the consistency, like I hinted at earlier. Willie Cauley-Stein has not been consistent enough himself to complain about the consistency of the organization. Although, again, there is a valid point. There's a point there. The Kings haven't always been the most consistent organization, certainly not during his time there. But he's not been consistent as well. And I think he's aware of that, and I think this agency is aware of that. Now, the biggest area that I want to talk about through this entire thing is the fact that they're hoping that the Kings don't even offer Willie his qualifying offer. Because, of course, the way a qualifying offer works is the Kings issue that qualifying offer, which is worth, let's say, I don't know exactly what it is, so I'm guesstimating here. Let's say about $10 million next season. It's a one-year contract extension for $10 million. However, issuing a qualifying offer, what that does is it makes Willie Cauley-Stein a restricted free agent. What that means is Willie can still go test the free agency market, but the Kings have a right to match any offer that he receives, the highest offer that he receives. So let's say the Boston Celtics said, Willie, we really want you on a three-year, $30 million contract worth $10 million a year. And the third year is a player option. The Kings can say, nope, we want him for that. We're matching that. There's nothing you can do about it. It's exactly what the Chicago Bulls did to the Sacramento Kings last summer when the Kings threw all that money at Zach LaVine. So it's a power position to be in. And what Willie's agent is asking here is the Kings to give up their power in this situation. Now, I don't necessarily see Willie Cauley-Stein as part of the Kings' future. I don't believe that bringing Willie Cauley-Stein back would be more than a bench role, to be honest with you. However, if there is an opportunity to get him on the cheap, if a team is going to try and lowball him and he's still an asset that fits in with what this Kings team is trying to do, if that opportunity is there for the Kings to match that on a low money deal, they're going to take that. And if anything, this also gives them market incentive because teams are going to know that the Kings, with Willie being a restricted free agent, are going to match all low ball deals, meaning one team in particular that really wants Willie Cauley-Stein. And believe me, there's going to be a team out there that really wants an athletic center who can score and who does have consistency issues, but they're going to believe a change of scenery is all he needs to fix those issues. They're going to believe that their organization, their franchise, can change him into the player that he has the potential of becoming and get him out of the inconsistent circus cesspool of Sacramento. That's going to be the narrative somewhere. Some team's going to take a flyer on him for exactly those reasons, I guarantee it. But if they know that the Kings have the right to match, they're going to have to overpay a little bit and pay so much money that the Kings say, you know what, nah, we're good. And that's a power position because a team ends up paying a little bit more for a player that maybe doesn't deserve it. That's how this entire situation works. I think the Kings would be, they'd be doing a favor to Willie, but they'd be making a bad decision by not extending the qualifying offer. I think that would be foolish. I think the Kings are absolutely 100% going to extend that qualifying offer. Most likely the situation that happens is a team, like I mentioned, is going to be willing to overpay to steal Willie away. And the Kings say, we're not matching that. Bye-bye. Enjoy him for $13 to $15 million per year or whatever he's going to be worth in the open market. I think that's how this entire thing is going to play out. I will say this, though, before I wrap up about Willie. I've really enjoyed my time with Willie Cauley-Stein. I really have. I think he is a genuine guy. I think he's funny. I think he's incredibly talented as a basketball player and as an artist off the floor. He has a tremendous amount of interests, which, yes, it's very possible that his interests off the court could have an effect on his work ethic on the floor. And we've also heard about issues with his work ethic from time to time. But Willie Cauley-Stein has always been a genuine guy, has always been nice, at least to me. And he's, like I said, received a lot of unfair criticism, sometimes from the media, sometimes from fans. A lot of stuff that he doesn't deserve. One of the things I always appreciated about Willie, and this is great from a media standpoint, but it also gotten him into trouble at times with the organization, probably with his agency and with himself, and it may have cost him some money at times too. But Willie Cauley-Stein always spoke his mind. Whatever was on his mind, he'd say it. And like I said, sometimes that would get him into trouble, but a lot of times that would really give us a good idea of who Willie Cauley-Stein, the player and the person, was. And I'm very thankful that we did get that time to hear and get to know and learn him, from him and experience that personality, because I do believe, actually I don't believe, I know for a fact, Willie Cauley-Stein is loved in that locker room by his teammates. They appreciate him, and he appreciates them. He's been great for Marvin. He's been great for Harry Giles. So if Willie Cauley-Stein does end up leaving, which it sounds like that's more likely going to happen than not, then I personally want to wish him the best of luck. I hope that he does turn his career around wherever he goes. I hope when he plays the Kings that he has that revenge game and he torches the Kings. I hope the Kings still win, but I hope he has that revenge game because he's going to play hard and get up for that game. And I truly hope that he's able to figure out his consistency issues and wherever he goes, maybe the change of scenery does blossom into some great stuff for him because the potential is all there. We've all seen it. And we know that he can be a damn good NBA player when he wants to be. And I hope he realizes that. Want to thank everybody for listening today to the Locked On Kings podcast. No matter how you've been listening, whether it's via Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Himalaya, Spotify, the Podbean, wherever you listen, thank you so much for listening. And I ask you, if you do not mind, I would love to have you leave a review if you are able to, wherever you listen to this podcast. If there is a review section, let us know how we can improve. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Always share this Locked On Kings podcast with your friends. Our numbers continue to go up, especially with the free agency fast approaching, and you're going to want to keep it around with Locked On Kings and follow me on Twitter as well, at MattGeorgeKHDK, because I'm doing everything I can to be all over free agency this year. I know how monumental it is, and any news that breaks, we're going to have it right here on Locked On Kings, and of course, I'm going to be all over it on social media as well. So please be a part of it. Leave a review if you have a chance, and be involved in the community as well. Talk to your fellow Kings fans about Locked On Kings. Talk to me. Reach out to me at any time. You can also email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Please let me know if you are coming to the California Classic, because I would love to see you there and meet you and chat with you. I have a couple of fans coming from out of the state. I have a fan coming all the way from Australia to come and watch Locked or watch the Kings play in the California Classic, and I'm actually going to get the opportunity to sit down with him and chat with him before one of the games even starts and potentially play that conversation here on the Locked On Kings podcast. It's going to be really cool, and I love that stuff. I truly do. That stuff means the world to me, and I want you to be just as much a part of this podcasting community as I am. This is not just my platform. This is yours as well, so please take advantage of that and become a part of that, and I would love to hear from you. Until Wednesday, when I will have James Hamm of NBCSN, Sacramento Kings insider. He is all over the rumors, the speculation of what the Kings are trying to be doing in free agency, and so I want to get him really quickly before free agency begins, because we're going to have a lot to talk about. That is going to be a can't miss episode here on the Locked On Kings podcast. So I hope you will join me for that. Again, that is Wednesday. No podcast tomorrow for you. Unless anything breaks or anything big news-wise comes down the horn, then I'll jump in for a quick podcast tomorrow. But be sure to be back for Wednesday's podcast as I will be joined by James Hamm. Until then, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.